You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well, today's show. It may seem like Christmas, but it's not quite there. But we are going to talk, but we're talking about the reason for the season. But the reason for the season we're talking about is Medicare, because as we are coming through this particular time of year, oh my goodness, we're about to see 40 billion ads from Humana and all sorts of people about, you know, it's open enrollment time. And so, what is the reason for the season of certified financial planner Hans Scheil?
Well, the ads start on October 1st. They follow you around. You get up in the morning. The Today Show, they even play the same ad twice. And you watch it, and then they don't even go back to the show. Then they play it again. And then it's the other company, and then the next company. And then you get to where you're going. There's a billboard.
Yeah.
It's on the radio in the car.
It's probably coming in my mailbox too.
There's somebody at the drugstore handing out leaflets.
And my cell phone's getting robocalls.
I mean, it is, so it's going to be coming at you. And the effect of that on what I can speak for our customers, because this is a busy time for us, is that people are very confused. So I think what we want to do on this show today, just getting ready, the season's not quite here. The actual, it's called Annual Enrollment Period, AEP, and it starts October 15th, and it ends December 7th. So it's about 6 or 7 weeks where we're going nuts now. Okay? And I can tell you about that in just a minute. We're fielding a lot of phone calls. We want to help everybody. But part of our job, really, is to undo some impressions that are left on people.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we just take my example, since here I am, you know, in October, I will be 64. So, you know, all of a sudden, oh my goodness, you know, what do I got to do? You know, when do I enroll? What does this mean, open enrollment? Is this my only opportunity? All those questions kind of jump right out there at me, and wow, this isn't even open enrollment for mine.
This isn't. Because you will have a special enrollment or initial enrollment next year, and it will be a little bit different than this annual thing that we're talking about, okay? So the annual thing applies to people that are already on Medicare,
okay?
So it'll apply to you the second year that you're on the program. And what it really means is during that 6 to 7 weeks, you are allowed to make as many changes or elections in how you receive your Medicare, mainly having to deal with Medicare Part C, or what is called Medicare Advantage Plan. And so, if you're not on a Medicare Advantage Plan, a Part C plan, and you don't want to be on a Medicare Advantage Plan.
Which, by the way, I personally do not want to be on a Medicare Advantage Plan, because, you know, once I understood the difference, you know, that's a big issue, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay. Then this period is not that important. Okay? But if you are on one and you want to get off one and back to original Medicare, then this is the time you can do it. October 15th to December 7th. Or if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you want to change to another Medicare Advantage, if you want to stay on Medicare Advantage Part C, but you just don't want to do it with the same company, and you're just not satisfied with their service, or you're not satisfied with they don't take your doctor anymore, maybe their deductibles and co-payments are too high, whatever the deal is, if you want to make a change from like to like, this is the period of time you can do it. What we have to unlearn from people is people just get into this whole thing and they're listening to people, they go to meetings, you're going to be invited to more stuff out at the senior center or at your civic group where you get together, and in your church where they're going to be inviting these Humana people out there, or United Healthcare people, or Aetna people, or Blue Cross people, and they're going to be doing a whole presentation, and all they're going to be talking about is their plan. Now, if they're doing an educational seminar, which there aren't that many of those, possibly, then they're going to talk about all the plans, but they can't talk about any one specific plan. That's why we don't have meetings on this stuff. There's just way too much regulation. But it is, when they are having a meeting and a presentation, it's very biased, and people make the assumption that this is the only time of the year that they can do anything with their Medicare stuff. And that's one of the big things we need to debunk. So most of our customers, most of our incoming customers, most of our existing customers, I'm going to tell you what they have. They're enrolled in Part A, which is your hospital. They're enrolled in Part B, which is your doctor and outpatient medical expenses. Original Medicare. They don't have Part C. They don't have a Medicare Advantage plan. They've never had one. And then they're in Part D, which is a drug plan. And they purchased that from us, and they've chosen that from a whole list of companies based upon the drugs they're taking and their preferences and where they want to buy their drug. So they've got Part A, Part B, Part D, which is a specific plan from a specific company, and then they carry a Plan G Medicare supplement, usually with one of the least expensive companies, because we represent most of them, and we're constantly shopping this stuff from our customers, and we do move our customers from one company to another.
To review just for a second, number one, as you're listening to this, I mean, if there's one area that seems like just is loaded with complication of the seven worry tab that we talk about, you know, every week, of, you know, Social Security and long-term care and all, this Medicare is extremely complicated to me. Again, I believe I'm starting to get a leg on it, but still, that would be one wonderful place that I would think that somebody would want to get that PDF that's free at cardinalguy.com is the Medicare, you know, chapter, or of course order the whole book, you know, just by emailing Hans. But to go back, you know, to how I see this as an individual, that number one, the open enrollment period is for Medicare Advantage, which I don't want. Unless I did want the Part D. So that would be something that would be an advantage to me. But the other thing is that my enrollment period will be based on my birthday, right? If I'm going with Medicare Part A and Part B and getting a supplement, and then a healthcare, which, I mean, and a drug plan, which is the Part D. So in that case,
don't even really need to look at this turning 65. I mean, you're going to look at it because, and even if you weren't exposed to me, you're going to look at it because Medicare is upcoming, and it's very fruitful for getting confusing information. And so that's
what the part that actually, you know, honestly, it's a sort of innocent bystander, I guess, you know, for those who don't know, my name's Robbie Delmar, I work for Truth Broadcasting. I'm not in the insurance agent business. So, you know, I'm just somebody on the outside looking in. But the two widows that I happen to know personally that fell for the idea of getting a Medicare Advantage plan, and I say fell because they're both terribly unhappy because it clearly doesn't meet their needs, nor can they really afford the consequences of choosing Medicare Advantage, which they did through an open enrollment period, which they did because Humana came out and called on them, and they thought it was the only thing that they could get. And they thought that this was the answer. It wasn't going to cost them anything. Because, you know, that's the deal with Medicare Advantage. It seems to suck you in with this idea of there's no, like, if you have a Medicare supplement, you're going to have a premium to that. But with Medicare Advantage, am I right? There's no premium, but then
typically, there's not much or a very small one. Right.
Neither one of them had any understanding of the other costs that would be involved, not to mention the challenge of not having ready medical, you know, stuff available because they live out in the country.
Yeah, I mean, my experience is this, is that the people that are the most happy with Medicare Advantage are people that are pretty healthy and they haven't used it for a big bill yet. And they're enjoying that zero premium or the low premium. And they do have good drug plans on them, so they're collecting off the drug benefits. And that's usually free too. I mean, it's part of the zero premium deal. So the people aren't using them are generally pretty happy. They don't really know they have a problem. That's not by and large. There's some people that have used them a lot that are happy. So on the flip side, the people that don't like Medicare and Medicare supplement insurance, typically they aren't on it yet. They're the people coming on, and they believe everything they've read in the media, and they just think that there's something wrong with it. The people that actually get on it, they're our customers. We've got almost 5,000 people that are on Medicare supplement insurance all over the country. And we get very few people griping about anything that's been done on it. All the claims are on automatic payments. So staying on original Medicare and purchasing a Medicare supplement and then selecting your own Part D plan and then moving that around year to year if there's changes in your drug seems to create a whole bunch of happy customers.
Well, I can tell you one happy customer was my dad. I mean, he told me time and again, he goes, son, this thing pays out like a slot machine. And he had phenomenal amounts of medical expenses, which as his executor, I can assure you, I've been down to see what Medicare paid in his, you know, his supplement insurance, and of course Medicare, Medicare Part, you know, A, and et cetera, is paying all these bills. They're just absolutely phenomenal bills. And it is actually miraculous. But because he wasn't on Medicare Advantage, you know, when things got difficult, you know, and he needed a particular kind of doctor, he got whatever he wanted.
Yeah, any doctor in the country that accepts Medicare, which is most of them, you can go there. Same true with hospitals. So you can. We just went through a whole thing with one of our younger guys that we talked to, that was one of my sidekicks, Tom. Tom was up at the Mayo Clinic for his, and he's not on Medicare, but he had all the hassle of trying to get our group insurance here at work to work up at the Mayo Clinic. And he didn't really have a lot of choice in going to the Mayo Clinic. I mean, he's got this rare disease, and that's where the experts are. I guess he had choice, but he was going to go whether the insurance pays for it or not. But we got that all resolved with some lawyers and with some things. But point being is when you take this to a Medicare person, if you're on Medicare Advantage, it's just like your group insurance. You've got your plan and your network, and when you try to go outside of that, it's even more of a hassle to collect. If you've got original Medicare, Part A, Part B, and you've got a G plan supplement, the only issue you're ever going to have is if you have a doctor that doesn't take Medicare, and they're very few.
All right, so to get back to the reason for the season, which we're going to get to in great detail in the second half of this show, you can be sure of that. Today's show, Medicare, the reason for the season, with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, Medicare, the reason for the season. As we've been talking about, we are heading into that season, which starts October 15th and goes through December 7th, where, oh my goodness, it's open enrollment time for Medicare, specifically Part C. We're going to get into a lot of that, but before we do that, I wanted to cover what I think is really a fascinating study from a biblical standpoint, is what is the reason for the season? And of course, you've all heard that when it comes to Christmas, and Jesus is the reason for the season. But interestingly, this show speaks to, in my opinion, the fact that your life has seasons to it. I mean, there's, as the birds told us, and everything turned. You know, there's a season for everything. And there's a time when you are investing money, and then there's a time when you're, you know, obviously harvesting that money, and your whole life comes to a point, well, how do you finish well? And to recognize that seasons change and that seasons call for the reason for the season, which gets back to Jesus. You can always go back to that Sunday school answer, of course. Jesus is the reason for the season, but from my standpoint, to ask him in prayer, Jesus, okay, I'm going into this season. Personally, I am going into this season. You know, within the next year of Medicare and Social Security, and where would you have me go, and what wisdom would you give me, and what do you want me to learn that would advance the kingdom of God in this time, not just for me, but for my family and for your kingdom. And so it gets back to me, one of the reasons I've been so blessed personally to feel like God put me with Hans, somebody who I know is clearly, this is his value. The reason he does this show in my heart of hearts is because he wants to share what God has taught him about this season. He's an expert on this season. He deals with people every single day that are in this season, and they're coming into the season of open enrollment, and there's things to think about and there's things not to think about. And he wants to help you to get the most out of those reviews. And so really in this season, Hans, it's a good time to look at these things. Because it's kind of like throwing up a flag saying, okay, where is my Medicare? And maybe it is a good time to shop supplements, or maybe it is a good time to think about a growth plan.
If you're on a Medicare Advantage plan now, and you're perfectly happy with it, then you really don't need to do much, okay? If you're wondering about it, or you haven't been sick yet, so you've just been kind of in the joy of the fact that you don't pay much in premium and everything, and you'd like to check it out, well then that would be a time that you would want to call us, and you'd want to take a look at, first of all, which one are you on? So which one of these, and how's that working for you? What's it going to be like if you have a sickness? What are you going to be able to go to the doctors you want to go to? Are you going to get the care that you need? Where are the deductibles and co-payments going to be? And this is the time of year that you could consider changing to another company from the one you have, but still staying on Medicare Advantage. So that would be the first thing. If you're on one of these Medicare Advantage plans and you want to get off of that and you want to go back to original Medicare, well then, that is correct. This is the time you can do that. So, and you don't have to really wait till October 15th to start looking at that, because we've got to find out before you leave your Medicare Advantage plan whether you can qualify for a supplement, because you're going to have to answer some health questions. Now, we've got a lot of choices. We've probably got 40 companies that all have different entry standards or underwriting. So if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you want to get off, then this is the time of year that you want to take a look at doing it. Now, if you're on original Medicare now, Part A, Part B, you're on a supplement, no matter whether it's a G plan or not, you can go ahead and shop that plan now, but you could have done that all year. That's a big misconception that people think they can only change their Medicare supplement from company to company during the open enrollment season, during the October 15th and December 7th. And that's not correct. You can change those anytime as you want. But, you know, if you're on that and you want to compare it, we'll be glad to do that for you and just see if there's a better alternative, a less expensive alternative, perhaps one with better benefits. Then you're going to need to contact us or somebody like us anyhow, because more than likely you're on a Part D plan, separate Part D for your drugs, and you can only shop that and make changes in that October 15th to December 7th. So that's a piece of your thing, even if you're on original Medicare, that you're affected by these dates. And we're set up to, we stay pretty busy with our own customers. We've got almost 5,000 customers that we need to do all this for during a 7-week period of time. So we stay pretty busy, but we're never too busy to talk to a new customer, somebody that's listening to the show, wants some help with this. And my folks here love to talk about something other than Medicare season, but we always make time to talk to the customers. And we also are going to talk about everything else, because there's pieces of your retirement plan that are more important than Medicare. I mean, we're going to get into them on the show today, but yet, you know, you can make some mistakes in Medicare, and it can cost you a lot of money, but nothing like making some of the mistakes in some of the other areas and not being properly checked. Once you call in, we're happy to talk to you really about everything.
So that's why Tom wrote his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. And the Seven Worries tab at cardinalguide.com is include one, which is Medicare. And you can get a free PDF of this chapter to give you all this information to begin to help you organize in your own mind what exactly does this mean. Because as Hans said, you know, the commercials, the propaganda, so to speak, the telephone calls, all this stuff is aimed at, you know, the insurance company's goals, obviously. I mean, that, you know, that's what they're in it for at this time of year. And so it's good to sit back and go, you know, what would be good for the kingdom of God? What would be good in my particular situation? And to have information gives you freedom, right? And freedom to make good choices, which is clearly why you wrote the book to begin with. But have you got a story, Hans, of somebody that came to you for information that turned out to be really helpful on this alphabet soup?
I got one yesterday. I mean, we have an incoming, I feel very confident she's going to become a client. Her husband turned 65 2 days ago. She turned 65 in 2 days. He's working. They already decided to do their Social Security at 70. So they both just right at 65. I talked on an earlier show that they made that decision without really a lot of information, but nonetheless, they made that decision. And she had just decided not to sign up for Medicare because he's got group insurance and she's covered as a spouse. And so she was just calling up to get that decision validated. And she was really wanting to make sure, because she's watching commercials, reading stuff, she'd gotten over 100 pieces of mail. She had really decided to just leave well enough alone, but she was making that decision without really, in fact, so that's what I provided to her yesterday. So I said, I need to ask you some questions. Is how much does your husband pay for the group insurance? The answer I got was a lot, and more for hers than for his, because she's the spouse on the thing, but a lot. Okay, I said, well, if you're paying a lot, how good are the benefits? Is this one of these Cadillac plans that, you know, it's going to pay if you go to the doctor just if your feelings are hurt? And she said, far from it. And she told us a couple stories about, you know, that she did something with her shoulder and had surgery and several thousand dollars out of pocket that didn't approve, still paying on that, something else that she's had. And I said, okay, so you told me enough. So the benefits are not really, oh, you get big deductibles, limits, networks, all that kind of stuff. So you're paying a lot of money for a plan that you really don't like. And I said, were you aware how much people that are on Medicare, Part A, Part B, and a supplement, were you aware of just how happy and pleased they are with the coverage? And I said, so we talked a little more. And I said, well, first of all, I explained all of Medicare like we've gone over in the show. Said, Part B is going to cost you $135 a month. So that's $270 a month. Just to have Medicare Part B. And Part A doesn't have to cost you. So just to get on Medicare, between the two of them, you get $270 a month. You buy a supplement, you're in open enrollment, which means we ask no health questions. We can't. You can pick any supplement you want. Make things simple. The G plan, $100 a month each. Yours will probably be a little less, it'll be a little more. Let's call it $200 a month. Now we're up to $470. We each buy a Part D plan, let's just say $20 a month. So we're at $510 a month, and you've got great coverage. If there's a weakest area in the thing, it's probably the Part D drug plan. But after we did some comparisons, about the same as her group insurance. She's got deductibles and co-pays and a few high non-generic costs. But where you're going to have the big difference is in your coverage under your part, under your Medicare supplement. I mean, so when you take Part A, Part B, and a supplement on a G plan, the only thing that you're going to have out of pocket is that $185 Part B deductible. So how would it be with your shoulder? Because if you owed $185, and that's all you owed, total. You know, and she had something else this year as well. So I mean, she was already sold, so we're going to meet. And I said, I haven't even given her the specific supplement. But there's an example of somebody that was just going to stay on the group insurance. She didn't have any idea of the penalties that she could face for Part B and Part D if she didn't do all that right. And there's just a lot of people go through this without good, solid information. And that's really what we do as a business, is to advise people just on the whole program and where there's pitfalls and traps that are out there for them. And this lady, so for $500 a month, and we still don't know what they're paying, whether out of pocket or their group insurance, but I'm betting it's probably right at $500 a month. And then this way they're just going to get situated with their Medicare, and they don't need to worry about this stuff from now on.
See, as you can tell, and the reason for the season is always to draw closer to God, however that looks. And of course, you know, a lot of times to navigate your way through, you know, Medicare just takes a serious amount of navigating. And again, we want you to feel like, you know, we are a resource for you there. Go to Cardinal Guide. Don't forget the guide after Cardinal, cardinalguide.com. And there you find the 7 Worries tab, or just email Hans if you want the entire book, the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, because he's all about you, and we all are. All of us, finishing well.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.